Hey, this is Jack, famous for the music, the Larry Winley program at quarter after 9 o'clock. If you heard the Bruce break this morning, you heard us talking about The Wrecking Crew and the documentary about this group of musicians from the late 60s and early 60s in California. Basically, they play it on every hit song that came out of California. The documentary is playing this Sunday. They played the music on These Boots Are Made for Walking. They played the music on Mrs. Robinson. They played the music on Twisting the Night Away by Sam Cooke. They were the musicians on Let the Sun Shine by The Fifth Dimension.
I thought that was the opening of Star Wars TV show for Star Trek.
They were the musicians on the Hawaii Five-O theme. They were the musicians on Classical Gas by Mason Williams. They played the music behind God Only Knows, the Beach Boys.
Round, round, get around, I get around.
Fun, fun, fun. Around. California Girls. Be My Baby by the Ronettes. And this one.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
Interested in seeing a movie about these guys making music in the studio? You can do it this Sunday. We have the producer of the film on the line, Denny Tedesco. Denny, you are the son of the legendary guitarist, Tommy Tedesco. Welcome to our little program.
Oh, my. Thank you so much.
What an introduction, man.
Yeah, really. I don't know how. Now I don't know what to do.
Well, we know what Larry's passion is. It's music. Hey, so your father, Tommy Tedesco, guitarist for the Wrecking Crew.
Yes.
Okay. And you decided when that you wanted to make a documentary about all the stuff that he'd done.
You know, growing up around the musicians all of my life, and then unfortunately, Dad got—he was diagnosed with cancer in 1996, and we knew it wasn't going to be long. So I thought, you know what, I got to take care of this. You know, I got to record this history as well as the others, and I got my friends together because I was in—you know—I was a film technician, and we started filming them, and that was in '96. Dad passed away in '97. Continued to build on the story and. You know, we got Brian Wilson in it, Cher's in it, Nancy Sinatra's in it, Herb Alpert's in it, Mickey Dolenz, Peter Tork, Al Jardine. It just kept getting bigger and bigger, and sooner or later we finally finished it.
Did you know most of these people or meet them when you were growing up?
No, I didn't know anybody. Dad went to work like anybody else went to work. I asked my mom that recently. I said, Mom, did you ever go to the club when Dad was playing with Peggy Lee? And she said, no. Dad always said a plumber doesn't take his wife to work.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he see it that way as, like,
absolutely.
This is work?
Dad went to work, you know, instead of, you know, a wrench or a hammer, he just took his tools, which are guitars.
And he had, I've seen photographs of your dad's car. Now, it was a big, huge, you know, 1970s bomb, big 60s bomb.
Yeah.
And the whole trunk is jammed, and the back seat jammed with every kind of guitar and instrument possible.
He used to have to go, you know, when he went to work, he didn't know what he was going to have to play. You know, they might tell him, hey, we got a mandolin thing today, bring that, or a ukulele or something. But you always had to have your set tools, which was an acoustic guitar, maybe a 12-string, electric, like a Tele, or, you know, hollow body, whatever. And that's what you went to work with. And that's how Dad made his living.
And they recorded all day long, didn't they? Three, four sessions, all night long, all the time.
They would start, he'd get a call, let's say, for an 8 o'clock morning, let's say do something, and he'd have a 12 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening, and then maybe a 10 or 12 o'clock in the night. You know, if somebody, let's say Bobby Darin or maybe Brian Wilson wanted to work late, that's when he would do it. And sometimes these guys would literally, if they were in the same studio the next morning for another gig, let's say Gold Star or somewhere, they would just sleep there instead of going all the way home. And the thing is, like any freelancer, we all know, you don't turn anything down until you're too busy to say yes. You know, and that's the way life was.
Hmm. So the film is only shown on rare occasions. It's not in wide distribution, right?
Exactly. As great as the reviews have been, as great as the awards have been given.
And what kind of awards did you get?
We got a lot of audience awards. We got over a dozen awards, audience awards, documentary, you know, awards around festivals all over the world.
You've been to, what, over 50 festivals?
Yeah, easy.
Okay.
And what happened was, when I started this, and still is, it's the labor of love, which means you've done it by yourself. It doesn't, you know, and we've had to finance. You do everything you're not supposed to do as a filmmaker. You're never supposed to put your own money into it, but you have no choice. This is exactly what it is. It's a labor of love. So we got to a certain point where we crossed that line, went too far around 2006. And I thought, okay, now we got to finish this. And finished it, got into the festival circuit in 2008. Unfortunately, the world was upside down, and no one wanted to talk about music documentaries. So I had, people said, you'll never get this finished because the music, there's 130 songs in it, and you'll know 127 of them, I say. You know, and but everybody agreed to a good price. The labels and the publisher all agreed, but it still was over $300,000 worth of music rights. So we had to, the only way to do it is basically go through donations. We started doing, you know, fundraisers, you know, like Kickstarter type stuff, and you know, all kinds of different ways of doing it.
Have you thought about a bake sale?
If we will believe me,
we'll be set up at 3:30 on Sunday. Half hour.
I have played in churches and temples and synagogues, and I said, I'll do bar mitzvahs now with this thing. Yeah.
So we get to see it on Sunday, but there's two showings.
3:30 and 6:30.
Okay,
and I will be there, and I will love to meet people. It's not one of those documentaries where, oh, it's a documentary, you know, everybody, you know, dies, and it's not like that. It's a fun romp for 90 minutes.
You got all that music in there, Denny. It's impossible to, you know, not have a good time watching it.
And you know what? I'm so proud of it, and because it all came together. I'm so proud of all the people that helped out. The musicians are phenomenal, and I'm, you know, I want this thing to get out there. You know, so many of them have passed, and it's, you know, it's not just their story, it's our story.
Yeah.
And that's what I realized when you watch it. You don't even have to be a musician to enjoy it.
Okay, nice memoir. So 3:30 and 6:30. 3:30 for you Canucks fans. 6:30 for you Leaf fans. at Denman Place. And more information at WreckingCrew.com?
Wrecking Crew Film.
Okay, Wrecking Crew Film.
Or it's linked from the Larry and Willie Facebook page.
Yeah, that's the easiest.
And the Jack Facebook.
That's even better.
Denny Tedesco, son of Tommy Tedesco, the great guitarist from the Wrecking Crew. Thanks, man.
Thank you, guys. Please come and say hello.
Okay, I'll be the guy in the feathered cap.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Denny.
Ow. Ow. Stop it.